Remember Angry Birds? In 2009, it was Rovio's last-ditch effort after 51 failed games. Within 24 hours of release, it had 1 million downloads. By 2012, 1 billion downloads and a $200 million merchandise empire. This wasn't gradual disruption, it was market annihilation that nobody saw coming. What made this particular game demolish all competition wasn't just addictive gameplay, but how it perfectly exploited the iPhone's touchscreen capabilities, making traditional mobile games instantly obsolete. This phenomenon, where market leaders can be toppled overnight rather than over years, represents Big Bang disruption. Unlike Clayton Christensen's classic model, where disruptors start with inferior products at the market's low end before gradually improving, today's disruptors launch with immediate, devastating impact across all market segments simultaneously. They deliver superior products at lower prices from day one. Think of how Google Maps instantly made $300 GPS devices obsolete, or how Netflix streaming eliminated video rental stores practically overnight. What makes these disruptions so devastating? They completely disregard strategic orthodoxy. While management theorists argued businesses must choose between competing on cost, innovation, or customer intimacy, Big Bang disruptors deliver on all three dimensions simultaneously. They're cheaper, better, and more personalized right from launch. The exponential improvement of core technologies, processing power, storage, and bandwidth, combined with cloud computing and mobile platforms, has created a perfect storm where development costs have plummeted while capabilities have soared. The scale is striking. Instagram reached 100 million users with just 13 employees. Waze built superior navigation by crowdsourcing traffic data. Spotify transformed music with algorithms and cloud storage, while Discord revolutionized communication platforms with minimal investment. Most unsettling for incumbents is that these disruptors often don't even see themselves as competitors. They're creating entirely new markets that happen to make existing ones irrelevant. When Square introduced its mobile payment system, it wasn't targeting traditional payment processors, but solving a problem for small merchants. The damage to established players was merely a side effect. Traditional defensive strategies like premium positioning or customer lock-in prove ineffective against these new wave disruptors. Companies must monitor threats from unexpected directions and rapidly reinvent their business models. Big Bang disruptions operate with three devastating advantages: unencumbered development, unconstrained growth, and undisciplined strategy. Unencumbered development sees innovations emerging from weekend hackathons rather than corporate R&D labs. Cloud computing provides instant infrastructure with minimal investment. This fail-fast, fail-cheap environment enables thousands of potential disruptors to experiment simultaneously. While most fail, a single success can devastate an industry. Unconstrained growth collapses the traditional adoption bell curve into just two groups, trial users and everyone else. When products reach their tipping point, adoption becomes nearly vertical, rising rapidly and falling just as quickly when saturation occurs or newer disruptions emerge. The iPad exemplifies this, capturing over 50% of the personal computing market in just 3 years. Undisciplined strategy may be most devastating. Big Bang disruptors compete on all dimensions simultaneously: better performance, lower prices, and greater customization from launch. New technologies dramatically reduce costs, enabling this paradox. Customers now expect continuous improvement at decreasing prices, forcing incumbents into perpetual innovation merely to maintain their position. When traditional market signals fail, truth-tellers, visionaries with both genius and industry knowledge, can help spot Big Bang disruptions by interpreting random experiments as transformation signals. These truth-tellers emerge throughout the ecosystem: frontline employees noticing customer behavior shifts, frustrated longtime customers, venture capitalists funding unconventional startups, and science fiction writers whose technological predictions often precede reality. Toyota's Lexus launch demonstrates this principle. Executive Yukiyasu Togo identified a luxury vehicle opportunity despite Toyota's focus on affordable cars. The company's engineers, fixated on cost efficiency, couldn't justify premium pricing for what they saw as basic cars with fancy features. Only Togo's resignation threat pushed Toyota to invest in what became one of its most profitable divisions. Smart organizations systematically detect weak disruption signals. IBM employs technology scouts connected to research labs and startups. Amazon creates press releases for hypothetical future products, while Google's 20% time policy generates market-disrupting innovations by allowing engineers to explore unconventional ideas. The most successful companies welcome contrarian thinking, recognizing that tomorrow's disruptions often appear first as today's crazy ideas. When facing inevitable disruption, slow competitors' profitability until you can develop an effective response. While you can't stop a big bang disruption once it gains momentum, tactical maneuvers can create breathing room. Consider aggressive price cutting to reduce the disruptor's margin advantage. When Amazon launched Kindle, publishers lowered ebook prices while developing digital strategies, buying valuable adaptation time. Secure key customers with long-term contracts or loyalty programs. When Salesforce.com began disrupting enterprise software, Oracle and SAP offered multi-year discounts to their largest clients, creating space to develop competitive cloud offerings. Form strategic alliances with advertisers, suppliers, and partners critical to rivals' plans. When Google Maps threatened GPS providers, TomTom partnered with Apple to provide mapping data for iOS devices, maintaining relevance despite declining standalone GPS sales. Buying time isn't about denial, it's about creating space for strategic reinvention. Kodak failed by protecting its film business, while Fujifilm used temporary film profits to diversify into medical imaging, cosmetics, and industrial materials, emerging stronger as Kodak filed for bankruptcy. In the Big Bang disruption era, diversification has transformed from a cyclical hedge to a survival necessity. While focus dominated management thinking since the 1980s, today's volatility demands a different approach. Fujifilm exemplifies this strategy. Unlike Kodak, which clung to its declining film business, Fujifilm leveraged its chemical expertise into cosmetics, medical imaging, and display materials. By 2012, these new ventures generated 80% of Fujifilm's profits, while Kodak filed for bankruptcy. Successful diversification requires technological coherence, extending core capabilities across seemingly unrelated markets. Amazon leverages its logistics, cloud computing, and customer data expertise across businesses. Similarly, Google's ventures from search to self-driving cars build on its artificial intelligence foundations. This approach requires allocating resources across multiple potential futures rather than concentrating solely on core businesses. Alphabet demonstrates this options investing by using profitable core businesses to fund numerous moonshots that could become tomorrow's growth engines. The most successful companies aren't just surviving disruption, they're becoming disruptors themselves, even against their own successful products. This means shifting from defending existing businesses to continuously reinventing them before competitors do. Amazon exemplifies this with Kindle, willingly cannibalizing physical book sales. Microsoft showed similar courage, embracing cloud computing despite threats to its Windows and Office licenses. Self-disruption faces powerful resistance. Executives defend products that built their careers, while financial systems penalize experiments not immediately contributing to quarterly results. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings noted that companies rarely die from moving too fast and frequently die from moving too slowly when pushing towards streaming despite a thriving DVD business. Market leadership is increasingly temporary. The question isn't whether your business will be disrupted, but when and how you'll respond. Companies that develop capabilities for rapid experimentation, ruthless self-disruption, and continuous reinvention may find themselves leading disruption, replacing today's success with something even more valuable tomorrow.